Turundusraadio .
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to our marketing radio talk show number 285. I'm Anu Malnarits from the Institute of Marketing in Estonia, and today I have a guest via Skype, Wilfried Ludwigs, who is a great consultant and has been working with many Estonian companies, helping them to enter German market. And today we wanted to focus on a topic, how to be successful in Germany. Hello, Wilfried, how are you?
Thank you, Anu. I'm happy to be interviewed now.
Very good. You have experience for some years already, and let's start from the beginning. What makes Estonian companies successful in Germany? What do you think, or what have you seen?
Yeah, to be successful in Germany, I supported 10 Estonian companies to join the German market. And first of all, is the question, what do they want? What does Germany want? What does a German customer want from the Estonian company? That is one of the main questions to be asked. Then a second point is to have a very specific view to the market and to the needs, and to find out what is really needed. Not to offer what I have to offer merely what is needed. That is a little complicated. And the companies are successful if they can offer something specific, with a specific benefit for the customers, that he says, okay, I don't get it on the market, I get it from this Estonian company. In many colleagues from me in Mission Germany project, in the EDP IT range, there we have a lot of companies in Estonia who have a very high level, high performance of products and services, and have very specific skills that they doesn't get at any corner of the market. That are the three points. Do what they want, do what is needed, and have a specific benefit. That are the points, the main points to be successful.
How should an Estonian company know what do German customers need?
In our project Mission Germany, they get the knowledge in cooperation with the consultant, and they must go to the market, they must go to exhibitions, they must go to somebody who is familiar. We don't have any general information. Most of the companies I supported in the construction area have very specific products, and we have to have a look exactly in this segment of the market whether there is a need or not. And so I can go to the exhibition, I can go to experts in the market, talk to them. I have perhaps connections to the German market via my customers in other countries, and I establish a connection to the market and sum up information. Or the way we did it in the project is we said this product and this service could match the German needs, and we asked some persons, what do you think? Is it interesting for you? It is solving your problem. What do you think? And that is the way to find out in a very specific way. Most of the companies I supported don't need big market surveys of big companies. They need specific information concerning their special segment.
How long time would a company take or should take in order to make sure that the product is really unique and needed in the market? Would it take a month, 2, 5, a year, or even more?
I think a rough answer we get very fast. Within 1 or 2 months, if I know what I want to sell, I can with somebody in the market who is familiar with the habits of the market, I can get in contact to some persons and can find it out very fast whether the product suits and covers the need of the market or not. I don't need 100% answer. In most cases, 60 or 80% security needs to decide the rough direction I want to go.
Okay.
Let's take an example. We have a lot of companies in Estonia who are familiar or working in the with wood as a product.
True.
And so we have a company last time they are selling thousands of products in Scandinavia. And we took these products in a basket, went to the exhibition in Nuremberg and have a look around how many companies are selling this product to Germany. And within half a day, it was clear these products are not sold in Germany. On the other part, we have a product which needs acceptance by German regulations in the heating segment, perhaps. And so this process is much more longer. We must discuss perhaps with the proofing companies. We must look to competitors. We must discuss with different person to find out whether there's a chance to join the German market with this product and what to be done before we can offer it in Germany, before we can sell it. That are the you see, that is a difference between 4 weeks and 2 years, perhaps.
Absolutely. In general, if you talk to German customers about Estonian companies, what is the general expectation of the companies towards Estonians? What should Estonians be good at or best at? Or what are the important points German customers pay attention to?
Most products I supported during the Mission Germany were products who are not sold to the end user in my part. And the question is, how can I get in touch with the potential customer, or can get in touch with persons or partners which recommend my product in future? And so you get the answer. It is in the first step a very personal aspect to build up sympathy, to get in touch on a personal base with these persons and to find out can we do something together and are we happy to do it? That is in my segment in the building and construction companies. If I look about my table to my colleague in the who's responsible for eating and drinking, he installed a special test products because we have different needs or different wishes in the different parts of Germany, and the companies who sell today ice or drinks knows very specific which is to the taste of the German customer. And so they had another version. They had produced special products to be tested in Germany and fit to the market, inclusive all what is what the ingredients inclusive the way how to sell it, in which it is packaged, and so on. That are two ways I see.
Would a German company expect that representative of an Estonian company knows fluent German?
In many cases, it is very helpful if I'm able to talk in German, and I'm able to hear the feelings and the background, what is built between the lines.
Okay.
In many cases, let's say the let's take the example of a colleague with ice and drinks. That are big companies. They are familiar to have international resources. They don't have problems to have a discussion in English, perhaps. And most of my partners I supported are very excellent speakers in English and don't have any problems to communicate. And so, but if you go to a workshop or somebody else who sells perhaps horse boxes in Germany,
Okay.
they say, why don't you talk in German? But it is depending on the branch where I'm on the track. But it is, I think it's necessary to get in touch with the German market and to have a clear view to the different segments and how to join the market with my products, with my ideas, with my benefit. That is the detail what follows if I have roughly defined, is that what I can offer needed in Germany? Does it offer a special benefit? If I don't have this, the chance with a Me Too product is very low.
Why is it low?
In most market segments, a Me Too product means it is the same product as on the table in Germany. So if
But
I have something,
cheaper, isn't it?
that is a point. It must be cheaper. That is one aspect, or it must be more suitable or must have logistic performances that I say, okay, I prefer to buy this because it's easier, it flies to me, and I don't need to go anywhere or something like this, or I have a special service on this, I must pack something around. But you see, the chance for Estonian companies to offer a Me Too product is merely a possible, merely a small possibility, because Estonia is not a cheap country in Europe. We don't have low earnings of the persons who produce or service something. We have normally a high-level product. We have even in IT systems, as I explained before, very specific skills. And something who say, okay, we are interested in new systems for the local traffic, because if I go to Estonia, I don't have to pay for using my tram.
How good are Estonian companies providing products that are very, very different and suitable for German market?
I think it's a question of the person. It is not, I can't be answered, Estonian companies are able or not. It is depending on the persons who are working there, who are responsible for the project, and who had understood that joining the German market is not a project of a coffee break.
Okay.
It is a long project. We must have a very consequent project activities, very fast and with a good quality and a good sense. It is the most problems I had in my projects was that perhaps the communication track or the communication energy was lost because some responses came too late. Or if we went there and I look in the face, I merely saw the face of euros in the eyes and no interest in the person who's sitting in front of.
Okay. So we have some steps to do.
Steps to do. The first step is to have, when we made the projects, we had a look to the existing business model. We had a look to the existing customer relations. We had a look to the existing product range. And then we had a simple answer on the table. Do we have for the product or the service a similar need in Germany or not? Or do we have in Germany companies or customers like these? Yeah, they have in Norway or in Finland or in other international countries where they are active. Can we find similar customers there? And then, how do they sell their services and products to the customers? Do they do it directly? Which type of services they offer? In which languages? In which performance? These are the puzzle we are putting, and it's normally done within a short term of 2 or 3 weeks. We have a short description, a four-pager, where is shown what is the special benefit, what is the brand of the company, what is the offer for Germany, and which type of customers we want to have. And then we can check with this paper, we can show the persons what we have done it on an exhibition in Munich with waste problems. And we went to the exhibition and said, okay, that is our company. Have a look. Is that interesting for you? Oh, yeah, that are the products, that are the benefits, that are the projects, that are the special offer. Oh, interesting or not? And so that is the way. It is very simple, but in many cases, it was not easy to get could collect the figures together and the information and to discuss how to describe it, perhaps even in Germany or in German, so that the other person understands what we want. And within this test, perhaps during exhibition, it's a very good platform for doing this. We find out which wording is good and which wording is not clear enough. So that we have a very short possibilities to say, okay, we have 10 or 20 companies. We call, we ask them two sentences, and we get a fast response whether they are interested to give us 10 minutes. And that is the way to build it up. And you see, the persons or the owners of the companies who want to join Germany must want to have must have the power to say, okay, I go to this puzzle. That is the main problem. And if they say, okay, we want to do it, then we get perhaps two answers. We come to the German market with pellet heating, and we saw pellet heating is a product which was good 2 years before and will be good in 2 or 3 years in the future when the oil price is at 70 cents per liter. And that is perhaps even a good result because that is a product range where a lot of regulations and approvals must be done before and we get a very, very good feedback from the market, so that they establish now a very innovative product which fits directly to the needs of the market. And we are waiting for the moment that it makes sense to join the German market again. I know it 40 years before, when three times we tried to join microwave ovens in the private area to the German market. Two times it was a flop, and the third time, when I assisted a little bit, it was a success. But later on, 5 or 6 years later on, we got the result. It was the reason why McDonald's flew up in Germany, and everybody knows that they want to have a microwave oven at home, because they want to be as fast as McDonald's to serve their meals. And this is a point. This is the entrepreneurship which is needed to get a feeling for the market and to get in touch with the point of join the market and the arguments to join the market. That is the big work we have to do as consultants, is supporting Estonian companies to perhaps to get in touch with this point and to say, okay, we have this in the moment, and we have a volume, we have the need of the customers, and yeah, now it's the time to do.
What are the biggest challenges for Estonian companies? What are the biggest, let's say, obstacles when going to German markets? What are the biggest, I think, the obstacles they have to really overcome? Is it mindset? Is it money? Is it, I don't know, something else?
The challenges I noted for me is to define the right product or service, to perhaps in many cases, it must be the normal program must be reduced to one or two products or services to join the market, to get the first sell, to sell this product, this idea to the market, to get the first order. That is a challenge. Even to find out which is the right candidate to talk to. We had in many cases a situation that we said, okay, that my partner said, I want to have this partner, but after three calls it was clear that this type of partner doesn't want. So it doesn't make sense to call another million, to find one. It makes more sense to redefine what are the what is the right type of candidate? That are the challenges. German regulations, business labels, and communication of the labels and the brands, and build up good references. That are the obstacles on my side.
How to overcome it? Are there any good tips and tricks? You say that, okay, eat this medicine and tomorrow everything will be fine.
Medicine. I go back to my tent, take my peace pipe as an old Indian, and say, okay, before you start such a project as an entrepreneur, think about whether you really want. And then give yourself and your team sufficient volume in the projects we had. It was a volume of 2 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks exclusive work for the project. That is one. If I want to, that means we are talking about 10, 20, 30,000 euros as an investment in this project.
Okay.
Journey, then look out, even with its your support or the support of the Chamber of Commerce, to persons who are familiar to the market, or to use connections. Every company came in contact has good international relations, and I think it's a ping pong play to build up this and to accelerate this. That is my proposal to this point. And then the last point is make a rough milestone control. Look and talk about your team and the partners. What is the first milestone? First milestone means this small 4 pages to have a look. Is that what we want to sell? That what German needs? And then the second milestone is, okay, if we think yes, do we get some orders, or can we produce some quotations, offers? And the third part is then how, if the machine starts to work, the orders seem to come. What is then, how can we grow with this business? Do we need an own sales organization? Do we merely need a telephone back office which is talking Germany or something like this? There's a full range of possibilities. That are some hints. You see, I'm close to the focus: understanding of the market, personal relation to the market, and finding the point to join the market.
Thank you a
Thank
lot.
you.
I think it was a very good overview and a very good introduction, and also probably provoking a lot of thoughts for Estonian companies. Do we really, not even that, do we want to go to German market, but more about, are we really ready to do it now? Because I think that there is a big difference in the dreams, what we see, and in the real commitment.
But last word from me is, you remember when I first came to Tallinn, I said I felt at home coming there,
Yeah, you told that.
and even all the people I met in Estonia and I cooperated, good or not so good, below the line, everybody was very sympathetic. And there's a small difference, or let's say that the type of Estonian people to German people are close, so that we don't think about color of the skin or historical problems. We most of all, even especially in Germany, we forgot that we have a book about 1,000 years Hanse cooperation on the background. And I think the main job for German and even for Estonian companies is to remember this. And for German companies, it is necessary. We have specific skills in Estonia, and they are worth to be imported. And even the Estonian companies have a good international communication and are bridge stones to the Eastern markets if we want to. And these are arguments even for German companies to say, okay, we search for the contact to Estonian companies.
Thank you for reminding that good story and how we met. It was not the first time, but I think for the second time. And thank you for participating in our today's show and sharing the knowledge, inspiration, and thoughts about how Estonian companies can be more successful in Germany. Dear listeners, please listen to us again in a week's time. Then we are on the air with our new thoughts and new ideas. Meanwhile, just pay attention to that you can listen to us in Delfi Tasku also in SoundCloud and also in our webpage as usual. Thank you a lot and listen to you already next week.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.